One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Sponsored by Ben Spurka, Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, I thought about you yesterday when I saw some news on X/Twitter about a certain player going in the portal in college basketball. If you recall last week when Schaefer was here, he was very high on J.J. White, the point guard for Omaha.
Is White in the portal?
J.J. White announced he is in the portal as of yesterday. Will Nebraska have any shot at J.J. White? You want them to. Do you think they'll have a shot?
Yeah, too? I don't know if they're actively going to recruit him. I don't have any inside info there. And obviously, it seems like Jalen Jackson from Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, that has the connection to Connor Cision. It seems like there's some traction there. I don't know if you would end up taking both him and a J.J. White. I don't know if J.J. White, if they view him as someone that can play in the Big Ten. I just know I like watching that guy play. And anyone who's shooting 43% from three, went 3-for-6 against St. John's.
So he can shoot.
Can facilitate.
He's got size.
He's not the biggest. I mean, he's 6'1".
I saw him. He's thick.
He is thick. That is, he's not going to get pushed around. We'll see kind of where his level is that he ends up. We'll see where Markell Sutton goes. I've heard to keep an eye on Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, for a guy like Sutton. He's from the Oklahoma area. So we'll kind of see how it all plays out. I mean, Nebraska is being active in the portal. There's been a lot of players they've reached out to. It's just how that sort of pares down and who they focus on. And
the thing I would want to counsel Jake on is when a player,
I need some counseling, please.
When a player goes in the portal, it's usually not, okay, I'm in the portal. Let's see. He probably already has a couple.
Well, I mean, I'm not doubting that. I know JJ White will have plenty of suitors.
Well, no, what
after
I'm saying
him.
Is he probably maybe already has a decision made. I mean,
Owen Freeman knew he was going to Creighton before he went into the portal, but I'm sure there was
no tampering. Of course not,
Schaefer.
Of course there's tampering. A lot of these guys know when they go in the portal where they're going. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I think the thing that people may not understand, because when we talk about tampering, you always think about it from the program side of it. Mm-hmm. Players reach out just as much as coaches do. Yeah. Absolutely, players will reach out on their own behalf to whoever they can at these schools. I'm vastly familiar with it with football. But when we talk about tampering, it's happening on both sides of it. You're never going to be able to completely eliminate it.
No.
You just have to accept that it's part of this, just like you have to accept that player movement is part of college athletics.
Yeah, I've heard coaches talk about these guys in the Sweet 16 that are dealing with it as they're getting ready for their Sweet 16 game. Some react better than others. Bruce Pearl is fine. He wants the portal to open now. He said it wouldn't be fair for the players to have to wait till after the tournament for the portal to open. So, no, this is just the way it is. It's not perfect, but it's not. He says you can deal with it. Izzo didn't like it.
Very big difference in how they build their roster, though. I mean, Izzo, it's very much guys that he's recruited from high school and builds up and develops that way. And mm-hmm. I think Bruce Pearl has taken more players out of the transfer portal. Not that he doesn't. They obviously can go get talent at Auburn. He's gotten and developed talent. So that doesn't surprise me that, you know, of the top eight scorers at Michigan State, only one is from the transfer portal, and it's Frankie Fiddler.
Interesting.
Role has diminished over time. They are going to be very selective of who they take out of that. Watching the dynamics with basketball and, like, some teams, Purdue is going to build through how Purdue always builds. They're not building through the portal.
Do they have no portal?
So I saw this graphic, right? The graphic said that Purdue is the only team in the Sweet 16 that all five starters started at Purdue. They weren't transfers in. They all began their college careers at Purdue and are still there. That's the only team. Duke had four of the five.
Michigan State should have had four or five, yes, or five of five.
Michigan State, I think, was four or five. They had one transfer in there, but... But you saw, like, Arizona had, I think, all five players were not there to start their career. Like, and a couple other teams, they didn't have anybody that started their career at that school.
There's an amazing – so in this graphic that Jake's talking about, I can't remember which team it is. They have two players that started their career at Texas Tech, and they're starting five. And Texas Tech only has one player that started their career at Texas Tech, and they're starting five. Mm. So it's just – it is a very eye-popping graphic. Like, once you're reading through it and you realize – how much talent moves around, and also where some of these guys come from, the programs that they come from. It's not all these super powerhouse players that are transferring that go to other powerhouses. It's finding that guy at Tulane that can be a stud for you.
But it does make me respect Matt Painter more. Hey, you're 5 for 5. These are guys you sought out in high school, and they're still there. Tom Izzo, you got 4 or 5. I respect that. John Shire / Coach K, 4 of the 5. Are there? That's awesome. You don't see that anymore. I mean, even at Nebraska, we don't see that. It's all transfers.
Well, but I think the difference there is those programs have built themselves and established themselves that they don't have to necessarily be in the portal all the time. They can pick and choose. A place like Nebraska is always going to have to be in the portal. It's just the reality of what the way that they're building that program and how they're going about it.
Nebraska, one day closer to the college basketball crown. We are one day closer to Nebraska versus Arizona State. Nebraska will play the winner of Washington State and Georgetown.
And we know Riley Wooster will not play in the tournament. His college career is over with an ankle, a foot injury.
Foot. It's a turf toe.
It's a turf toe.
So he's done for this career. Braxton Mee will be a game-time decision with the back spasms. Otherwise, it appears the rest of the players are playing.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah.
Disappointing with Riley Wooster. You'd like to have him. I know that he's a lightning rod of a player, but I'd rather him have those minutes than other options.
Oh, I definitely didn't have as big a problem with Riley Wooster as a lot of people did. He just couldn't shoot it.
Yeah.
But he was a 21%. I think it ended up about 21% from the 3-point line, which it's hard to live that way. But he was a player. I mean, he was a good defender.
You get rebounds for you. Yep. Could set things up passing wise. He really had gotten better. Turnover-wise, later in the season, he wasn't turning the ball over as much as he had earlier.
Jake knows I like big guards. He's a big guard, 6'5".
The size is good for Raleigh. It's just disappointing the shot didn't follow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
if Raleigh was any sort of offensive threat, this team could have been a lot better. I'm not trying to place all on him. It was not all his fault. But
that's frank, but it's true.
This is a starting point guard that really offered you extremely limited scoring potential.
They knew that when they took him. Like, that's the thing. Like, nothing that he did was a surprise relative to what he had done in his career. Mm. I mean, you were just hoping that he could be a 30% three-point shooter, and he didn't get there.
Mm. And that's why, again, obviously, hindsight's 20/20, but when you look at the way the roster was constructed, you knew you had a scorer in Bryce Williams that stuck around. Juwan Gary can score. He's not the same level as Bryce Williams, but he's you know, one game on, one game off, it can be. But you didn't bring in, you know, besides the CJ who can sometimes fill it up, you didn't bring in anybody that was known as a scorer. Barrique was a defensive player at UCLA, low scoring. Mm-hmm. Braxton Mee was not a high scorer at Washington.
Barrique looks like a guy that can develop into a 15 points a game guy to me.
Yep. They need him too.
Because he has a good looking shot. Really good looking shot. They definitely need him too. They definitely need him too. Or they gotta go get somebody that can score 18 a game. Because right now on the roster, that guy's not there.
Yeah. No, their leading scorer for next year is probably not on the roster right now.
That's scary. Unless it's Rink.
Well, and it's possible, but I mean, I could see Rink settling in as like a 14-point a guy kind of.
That'd
game.
Be the high. I think that'd be the he averaged, I think, 12.5.
Yeah. And so then
12.5.
I'm assuming you're going to get someone else that's scoring more than 14.
I think you're right. I think you said it very well. The leading scorer for Nebraska in 2026 is not on the roster probably right now. Interesting. That's the interesting world we live in. It's sort of unsettling, right?
Yeah.
Sort of unsettling.
But think about how much, like, for example, a team like Wisconsin, how their entire image changed this offseason. Last year, they were not as good a high-scoring team. They had Chucky Hepburn. They thought, that's a big loss. But guess what? They get John Tanji. They got Blackwell on that team. Their entire persona changed because they got a couple of good guys that hit in the portal. John Tanji, no one thought he'd be this good.
Not like that.
They thought he'd be good, but the way he was this year, nobody saw that
not
coming.
Not Big Ten Player of the Year good. Like, if I don't know if he was. Well, who
just,
was a Big
just
Ten
think about
who
it,
was they, a Big Ten Player of the Year?
Was it Braden Smith or not?
Braden Smith, maybe? Tanji, the point is Tanji was in the conversation, then Tanji scores 37 in the NCAA tournament. No, nobody thought that. Now, here's the question. Can Nebraska find a reason, like a Tanji?
They did. They found Bryce Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
I mean, like, whenever people tell me Fred Hoiberg can't evaluate, I ask him where Bryce Williams came from.
Well,
and then they stammer and stutter, and that.
No, they don't. They say where did Euler come from, or where did Mia come from?
Yeah, no, I get it. Euler's like, there's definite misses in there too, but like the same guy took Bryce Williams from Charlotte, and he became a first team All Big Ten player.
Oh, like 100. I totally.
You can't have both sides of it where they can't ever do anything right, and then we ignore the fact that he found a guy who became a first All Big Ten player.
No, I agree with you. I don't disagree. And we don't need to have.
I think the more interesting thing with Wisconsin, though, is they lost a player of the caliber of Chucky Hepburn, and their program didn't miss a beat.
Yeah. No,
got
better.
I mean, Hepburn's last year, they were an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. This year, they were a 3 seed.
Who would you pick, Tanji or Hepburn? I'm taking Tanji every day of the week.
But you wouldn't have when this all went down last spring.
That's true.
You'd have been like, John Tanji or Chucky Hepburn?
Probably would have taken
Hepburn.
Because
Chucky Hepburn was a known quantity at that point. Tanji was a guy who had played well at a lower level.
God, Tanji's so much more appealing to me than Hepburn because of his size.
Yeah, and it's crazy, but we wouldn't have talked about John Tanji.
No, we would not have.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So we get the benefit of hindsight, and the benefit of hindsight tells you, wow, take Tanji.
And it also should tell you, and I think the larger thing that I'm trying to get at, is that we don't know what Nebraska basketball can end up with out of the portal.
No, we don't.
And it is hard to assume that it's just going to be really great or really poor.
You can't.
Because you just don't know what kind of player is out there.
No.
And that's why it's very critical for Hoiberg to do his due diligence with evaluation. It's good that he has an offensive set that generally is going to create open shots. Has to find the guys that can come in and make those shots.
Yeah, and I told Jake,
that's the thing.
Be patient, too, because this isn't all going to go down in the next few days.
No, it'll go into May.
Ooh, go into May.
Because that's when Burke and Mia, they were May.
Jake, May.
It never stops, Sip. It never really does. Before we get to the game show, we have people asking Schaefer about a potential football/basketball recruit visiting today. Do you know anything, what do you know about Nazir Rankin? Anything about him at all?
That was pretty wild. He picked up an offer from Illinois yesterday. Brad Underwood in Illinois offer him, I believe he's Morgan Park High School, 4-star athlete. Nazir Rankin could be a defensive back, could be a linebacker, could be a wide receiver. He's here in Nebraska today visiting. They've really, Sip will appreciate this because I know that he likes the city and thinks that they have good athletes there. They've really pushed hard into Chicago for football with the staff, and E.J. Barthel has done a nice job. They have a number of targets they like out of the Chicagoland area. Trey Taylor, a quarterback, will be in here this weekend, or maybe he's here today. I don't know. Day of the 27th
today.
He might be here today. And so Trey Taylor is their top quarterback target for 2027. And so they're really kind of pushing hard into Chicago. Nazir Rankin is part of that. I don't know that they're the favorite to land him, but they have an opportunity to host for this next couple days to try to set up for an official visit in June. Nebraska's recruiting is going a little bit slow. I think we got an explanation as for some of that when Matt Rule spoke on Tuesday, talking about he kind of wants to know where the guidelines and everything are going to fall before,
because
he doesn't want to go back on saying things to anyone. Mm-hmm. So he's just being bit cautious. And I really appreciate it. I don't know if it was you or Sean that asked that question.
Sean.
We got a very good insight into how they're operating right now over there, which I had thought things had been a little bit slow, and maybe this explains they're just not willing to have to go back on anything. And so he wants to see where things land. What, April 7th is the big day for the settlement. And so we'll see how that all goes. But I thought that was really interesting. It's a big recruiting period over the next 3-4 weeks where they're going to have all these different visitors in. They've got Titan Davis coming in this weekend, defensive end out of St. Louis. I would put him at number one on their board, regardless of position.
How big?
First name, Titan, you said?
Titan Davis.
Yeah. That's a name right there.
It's a football name, isn't it?
Hell, I want to say 6'6", 255, 260. Kind
of like a Williams Winery.
So, he's...
Did I pronounce that right? Winery.
William Winery.
Winery.
Winery. You're close. No. You're close. I'll give it to you.
Reasonable facsimile.
Yeah.
You're in the same boat, right?
I was not prepared for that. So Titan Davis, a guy they have coming in this weekend, big target there. Ryan Merritt is a interior offensive lineman from Miami that's a heavyweight wrestler that's recently been talking with Mark Manning as well. Get the interior lineman wrestler combination that worked well with a Tanner Farmer. And then also Nash Hutmaker on the other side of the ball. So we'll see how that one goes. Miami is recruiting Merritt, and I think if the door is open at Miami, he's probably going to end up there. If not, Nebraska has a good of a shot at anybody. Family has known Phil Simpson for a long, long time. So he is coming in this week as well. So a lot of visitors are going to be here over the next few weeks. So it should be a fun time.
Jake, before the game show,
yes.
Shout out to Mark Manning again.
Oh,
Mangler.
We can't say enough. Second in Nationals, two champions this year. And a runner-up as
third, a finalist, 8 All-Americans. They took 9 people, and 8 of them were All-Americans.
Was it Brock Hardy that finished second?
Brock Hardy finished second.
Brock Hardy.
And he was sick.
Manny told me he had a stomach bug.
Yeah.
And he got it hour before the match.
Yeah.
You can see in the match he's, like, coughing or trying to clear out his throat as he's in this. And I think that affected his strategy, and he was trying to go for a bunch of points early to hold on late, and it didn't quite work.
The human element in sports is forever fascinating to me. He's on the cusp of the national championship match, and you get a bug.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But still an awesome performance. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe today. Is MLB opening day. It's also a throwback Thursday. So
awesome.
You put those two together. And with Schaefer here, you should like this, Sip, because it's Major League Baseball home run leaders of the past.
Oh, yeah. This
I will
good.
Give you the team, the position, the year, And how many home runs they hit? You tell me who that person is.
And these are the leaders, like the league leaders,
or the leader. I'll give you
Major League Baseball leader.
Either
so like the AL leader, NL leader.
We'll see how that goes. I'll give you a description when we get to the game show.
Very intriguing.
You know your home run leaders of the past in MLB, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Schaefer in trivia. Major League Baseball home run leaders of the past. I assume Schaefer feels pretty good about this. Am I right, Schaefer?
I mean, depending on the year, sure.
Sip, you might feel okay, maybe not.
Well, I screwed up Babe Ruth one
day. You did. That was bad.
All-time home run leader before Hank Aaron.
We're under 500. All right.
Babe Ruth will not be a correct answer today, so don't say that, please.
Okay, it's 8:03. Let's do this.
All right, we have Todd. How do you feel about MLB leaders of the past and home runs?
We'll work on it.
All right, first question goes to you. Schaefer will be a lifeline for Sip for one question. Todd, what Phillies first baseman led MLB in home runs in 2006 with 58 and in 2008 with 48? This is for you, Todd.
Ryan Howard?
Brilliant!
Nice. Ryan Howard.
I would have had that.
You would have had that.
Yes.
1-0 lead.
Ryan Howard, big man.
1-0 lead for Todd. Sip, first question. What Tigers third baseman led the AL in home runs in 2008 with 37?
2008 is not my wheelhouse, but it is Schaefer. So, Schaefer, I defer to you, Michael.
There's really only one name that I can come up with here. I feel good about it. We'll say Miguel Cabrera.
Brilliant!
And that I should have known that, actually.
Correct. Yeah, should have had that one. Miggy. 1-1.
I need you to go back in the 80s and 70s.
Maybe we'll do that now. This is for the lead, Todd, your last question. What, at that time, Indians left fielder led MLB in home runs in 1995 with 50?
I know this.
Baddest man on the planet. At least a young Mike Schaefer.
Whoa, don't give any hints here, Schaefer.
David Justice.
What? Say that again?
David Justice.
David Justice is not correct.
You said baddest man on the planet?
To me, when I was a kid. It was basically him and Mike Tyson.
No more hints. You were giving too many hints here. What are we doing? There's no hints when you ever answer the question.
He's just going to pass.
I don't think I'm going to get it. I can't pass. Can I pass?
You can pass. Schaefer, who was it?
Hold on. I'm going to pass. Tell me it's not Dave Kingman.
No.
No. It's Albert Bell.
Albert Bell. Why do I think of Albert Bell as a third baseman?
He used to play third base. He was third base at LSU, and then he moved to outfield in Cleveland.
That's on you, Bucko.
No, he's left fielder in 95, Sir Bucko. All
Bucko.
Right.
Sir Bucko.
Bucko.
He said Bucko before. All right. This is for the win. Schaefer cannot help you. 1-1 tie, Sip. What Reds left fielder led the AL at that point in home runs in 1977 with 52 and in 78 with 40.
The big red machine, and he was a beauty. David Foster. Dave Foster. Something Foster.
George Foster. George.
There we go. George.
All right,
I was curious how Jake was going to do that one.
George Foster.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm covered.
Usually I'm okay giving the last name, and you got that right.
George Foster.
You got George Foster is the correct answer.
He was a hammer.
Todd, nice try. Calling on the road. Thanks for calling in today.
Okay. He's not complaining.
He's not complaining. All right. This is for Schaefer since Bill's not here. Tiebreaker, Schaefer, you guys have won the game, so no stress here. How many Major League Baseball players have hit 400-plus home runs in their careers?
Oh, jeez.
400-plus homers.
Jeez.
I feel like no matter what number I say, I'm going to hate myself with the number that I pick. So I'm just going to pick a simple number that I don't even think is close to correct.
Just come on.
100.
Oh, God. I think it's lower.
What would you put it at?
I'm not going to say what my first thought was. because my first thought was pretty low. I'm 57.
Oh! 58.
Oh, yeah.
50 almost on the dot.
I had no idea how to quantify this.
That's
normally
tough.
I'm good at like building the math in my head, but it's just a huge amount of history.
One off.
It's got to be a feel is what
it
is.
Yeah, I did not have a...
Only one off. That's impressive.
Very good.
That's very good guess.
Well, that was a good game. I like that game. God, thank you for the grace on Foster.
George Foster.
I can name that entire Reds team. Rose third, Concepcion short, Morgan second.
Couldn't come up with Albert Bell.
Johnny Bench catcher. Davey Perez first base. Left field Foster. Center field Geronimo. Right field, they switched it up, so I can't say.
See,
that.
Baseball guru Steve Sipple over here.
Not back in the day I was.
Hour three, one more segment with Mike Schaefer next, an early break on the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.